I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. One of the worst aspects of modern news in the social age is that the viewpoints of a report must be analyzed by not only the source, but also the author of the story. If there's a byline, that is, the author has noted, it's an editorial. Because we're prone to confirmation bias, we seek reports that agree with what we believe. But that belief can be manipulated by the person as they frame a story. The Associated Press, for instance, promoted a story about J.D. Vance having his way with couch cushions. A fabricated report they had to take back. What results is fodder for those who are opposed to Senator Vance. The correction doesn't reach people as much as the false story does, and political opponents such as Tim Walz using that story knowing it's false. In a time when there is so much false or distorted information, it's important to think about these stories and use some critical thinking to figure out whether the story is true or not, and staying away from meaningless buzzwords like weird. It's more important now than ever. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.